616, Talk Radio 790, KABC, Doug and T-Ray with you on a Tuesday morning, the 26th day of August. Later this hour, recap the Emmys. Jim Roop was there last night, our reporter. We'll be talking to him. And should we start school an hour later and let teenagers in particular get more sleep? We'll talk about that as well. Joining us right now, of course, as he does every week at this time, that theme tells you it's time for the LA City Watchdog, Jack Comfreyville. Jack, how are you?
Good morning. I could use an extra hour of sleep, too.
We all could. We want to start. We want some doctor to say morning radio should start later.
That's right.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Much later. You have written a piece about one of my favorite topics, which is Encino Firehouse number 83, which is sitting out there in the San Fernando Valley. And the city council was going to hand it over to an Armenian social organization for $1 a year for 50 years. And we sent a bunch of, we spent a lot of time on it, and I've written columns about it for the Daily News, and we sent our reporters out there to cover it, to try to corner Paul Koretz, who seemed to be the cheerleader on this one, and it was kicked back for further review. What's the latest?
Well, as opposed to a 50-year lease, they're only going to do a 20-year lease, but it's still at $1 a year. And the thing that hits me here is the Armenian Cultural Foundation is a very good organization. I don't think anybody doubts that. They do good work.
I have no idea. I'm not making a judgment on them. My judgment is, why in a bankrupt city are we handing out property like it's Halloween candy?
Absolutely. You know, they're doing it for $1 a year, and the city could probably, first of all, I don't know what the market value is. Nobody's done an appraisal, but, people have told me that's worth, $1 million or $2 million. And if it's worth that, the city ought to be able to get, let's say, $50,000 to $100,000 a year in income out of it. Now, $50,000 to $100,000 isn't a whole lot of money when you start thinking about a $5 billion general fund budget or a total budget.
That, in fact, Jack, when we talked about this, that was the actual line we were given, that, well, it's small potatoes when you look at the overall budget deficits, the budget of the city of Los Angeles. This isn't even an accounting rounding error, but that's how you get into the hole. You get into debt by not paying attention to $800,000, $1 million here, and it's like nothing.
But it's even more than that. There's an ethical issue here, Doug. I mean, you have a group of people that gave $100,000 to Eric Garcetti's campaign for mayor. He introduces a motion into the city council that's endorsed by Paul Krikorian and Paul Koretz. They then enter into a sweetheart deal, for nickels and dimes, or for $1 a year, which is way below market. And then there's all sorts of justifications for this, but it stinks and it sends the wrong message to everybody. This is $50,000. Who cares? But then you get a deal like Westfield's out in Topanga, where, this $70 billion company is fleecing us for about $60 million on a project that is going to be making 15 or 20%. Or it's the guys in Metropolis downtown who pay $150 million for a piece of property. And then they're going to get $40 million or $39 million out of the city. And it's ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. And it just makes City Hall look like a soft touch, whether it's $50,000 or $39 million or $60 million. It's all over the place. And these guys downtown just don't have any respect for our money.
Well, they don't have any respect for the public because this is the L.A. way. And the L.A. way is to try to do what they want to do on the DL. And when they get caught, then just sit on the ball until other stories come and people forget. I wrote a column in the Daily News about this on July 22nd, 2013. So 13 months ago, I wrote a column about this, talking about L.A. City Councilman Paul Koretz, who was the chief pom-pom shaker for this deal. And he wouldn't respond, by the way. He responded to no phone calls for comment from us over and over and over again. We finally sent our reporter at the time, Michael Linder, who cornered him in the back halls of City Hall. And Linder finally got him on tape. And when asked about this, Because just a little aside, there's a school in the neighborhood that wants the property because they have a terrible parking problem and they've got a safety issue with parents dropping the kids off. And they've been interested in the property for a long time.
Absolutely.
So Koretz told Michael Linder on tape, quote, "If there's a way to make this work well for the school particularly, I think this will turn out fine and be a big hullabaloo over nothing." All right. So you see, that's the attitude. The attitude of the city councilman Koretz is to describe the giveaway of public property for a dollar a year for 50 years, which is what he was trying to do back then, as a big hullabaloo about nothing. And they do consider this to be a big hullabaloo about nothing. So mission accomplished. It's been kicked back upstairs for review. They waited 13 months, and now they're back with the exact same plan, except it's only a 20-year lease at a dollar a year. So at $20, and Andy Jackson gets you the Encino Firehouse Station 83 for 20 years.
No, it's incredible. It, there's all sorts of examples in this. I mean, you know, Koretz with his 245 motions for his buddies. Krikorian's up to his, you know,
Koretz trying to kill off Uber and Lyft while taking money from the taxi companies.
No, he wouldn't do something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. He not only hey, you want me to hang on one second. We'll tell you exactly how much money he took because we have the... you know, we have the list. In fact, we have the exact list. As long as we're talking Paul Koretz, Jack, let's take a look at this list as compiled by Cal Watchdog. L.A. Taxi Cooperative, $250. Los Angeles Checker Cab, $500. Independent Taxi Owner Association, $500. San Gabriel Transit, Inc., $500. L.A. Taxi Cooperative, $250. United Independent Taxi Drivers, $500. Norick Bagmarian Pacific Yellow Cab, $500. William J. Rouse Yellow Cab, $500. And then back again on the same day, actually another $500 check from the same company.
Well, LA that wouldn't influence his decision making.
LA
process.
Taxi Cooperative, $500. Mitchell Rouse, double dip. That's a third one for Mitchell Rouse, by the way, for $500. San Gabriel Transit, $500. United Independent Taxi Drivers, Inc., $500. Oh, David Bagmarian is back for another $500. L.A. Checker is good for $500. Independent Taxi Owner Association, $500. L.A. Taxi Cooperative, $500. San Gabriel Transit, double dipping, another $500. L.A. Taxi Cooperative, $500. Let's make that times three. Two $500 contributions and a $700 contribution from them. An L.A. Transportation Pack, $500.
This is a great website you have here.
And Bell Cab Management, $250. So this is how the game is played.
Yeah,
he
absolutely.
Picks up a bunch of cash from the taxi companies, and then he goes out and tries to kill off their competition. And meanwhile, the Armenian Association, and I'm still trying to find out why Koretz is the point man on this and not Paul Krikorian.
Oh, I think Krikorian is it. It's just in Koretz's district. But I think Paul is doing a favor for Krikorian, just like Koretz was doing a favor for Herb Wesson on that piece of property over at Stone Canyon and Bellagio in Bel Air.
And you
where
see,
building these monster mansions.
And the way they get away with it, again, is most of the time nobody pays any attention. And when we put a little bit of a spotlight on it and they feel a little bit of heat, then what they do is they kick it to a committee for review and they wait us out until something else is going on, people pass, and then they do what they want to do anyway. Folks, it's within your power. You got to call Paul Koretz. You got to call, especially if you live in his district.
What's going to happen here, though, is all these guys are pulling these stunts. And at the same time, last week, they had a meeting, a joint committee meeting of the...
Well, we got to leave it there, Jack. We're out of time. We're out of time for the day, but we'll pick it up. Thanks. Jack Comfreyville.